Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Erev and Daf Pei Zayin. We left off on Daf Pei Vavam Beis. We're at the last row on the line, 5 lines from the bottom of the page. Amar Rabba Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Chanan Ben Akavya. Today's shiur is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very much for the sponsorship. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to learn certain kulos for mechitzos over water. Part of that is going to be imagining a wall bending. If we have a ledge, that somehow that ledge is going to turn into dalin mechitzos as well. And we're going to discuss various permutations of that. Then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to discuss more cases of bringing water from a chatzer, or bringing water to a chatzer from wherever the water is. And if a canal passes through a chatzer, what you need to do in order to be allowed to fill up water from that canal. And the Gemara is going to quote a brisa that's going to be somewhat cryptic. It's going to talk about something being less than 3 tfachim or less than 4 tfachim, and we're going to have no idea what that thing is that's less than 3 tfachim or less than 4 tfachim. So the majority of the daf is going to discuss that. We're going to have 3 different possibilities of what the brisa that the Gemara brings right after the Mishnah is even talking about. And then on Amud Beis, the Mishnah is going to talk about cases that we've already discussed of filling water from a canal through a balcony. You have a balcony that goes or protrudes over the water. So what do you need to do in order to fill the water from the canal below? And what if you have 2 balconies, one that don't have an eruv between them, one a little higher up and one a little lower down, as we've discussed those cases in detail. Then at the very end of the daf, the Gemara is going to tell us 3 kulas that Hananya ben Akavya had for the that he paskined for the Anshei Tveria. One of them relates to our topic, and the other 2 do not. But since there are 3 leniencies that Rabbi Hananya ben Akavya had for Anshei Tveria, so we're going to mention all of them in today's daf, actually going over into tomorrow's daf. So let's begin 5 lines from the bottom of the page. On daf pei vav amud beis amar rabba Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya amar davar echad, that both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya are makel by mechitzos relating to water more so than they would normally be makel in dinei mechitzos. Rabbi Yehuda hadamar, and Rabbi Yehuda is the one that said in our Mishnah that a kosel that runs over a bar, even though the kosel doesn't dip into the bar at all, not even into the area of the airspace of the bar, let alone the water of the bar, it just runs over the bar, that kosel is going to be good enough to split the bar, so the people in the chatzeros on either side of the bar are able to fill mayim from that bar. So that was a big kula as far as mechitzos are concerned when it comes to water. And Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya, where does Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya say a major kula when it comes to water? Ditanya, the following brisa. That's probably the correct girsa based on the Gilyon. That's Ditanya. Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya omer gzustra. If you have a balcony that protrudes out from the wall of a house, and it's standing in the balcony, hovers over the water, sheyesh ba arba amos al arba amos, if the balcony itself is 4 amos by 4 amos, keep in mind every ama is 6 tfachim, so 24 tfachim by 24 tfachim, chokik ba arba al arba umimale, what you can do is you can hollow out an area right in the center of the balcony of 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim, and then you could be memali from the water underneath. But wait a second, how can you do that? There are no mechitzos around the water underneath. So this is where we have to use our imagination, that you have to take the 10 tfachim on each side of this 4x4 tfachim, hollowed out area, and view it as if it's bent down and enclosing that 4x4 tfach area. The area needs to be 4x4 tfachim, because mechitzos don't count unless they're enclosing an area that's at least 4x4 tfachim. It can't be less than 4x4 tfachim, and the only way that each of these imaginary mechitzos are going to be 10 tfachim is if you have a 4 amma by 4 amma balcony, because once you've taken out 4 tfachim in the center of a 24 tefach by 24 tefach square, so now you need 10 tfachim on each side of the 4 tefach opening. So you have 10 tfachim there, 10 tfachim there, 4 tfachim in the middle, that's 24, 10 tfachim at that end, 10 tfachim at that end, 4 tfachim in the middle, so that's also 24. So that's how you can have four tefachim by four tefachim. So we view it as if it's bent down around the nekev. The Gaon Yaakov points out that certainly on a daraisa level, this doesn't work. There is no din of kof on a daraisa level that you could bend the board and pretend that it's instead a wall on a daraisa level. Rabbi Chanan ben Kavi was mata this only by nisid rabbanon to bring in water from a karmelis to rishus hayachid, and he was matir even when there's no mechitza, as long as there's a heker where you can imagine a mechitza being made. So what we're doing over here is really a double kula. Number one, that we're imagining that the board is in fact carved out and cut in such a way that there are mechitzos. Then let's say there actually were mechitzos that went 10 tefachim down. That still doesn't actually go down into the water, but then we use the principle of good achas, that good achas mechitza. Once you have a mechitza, then you assume the mechitza, we use our imagination that the mechitza goes down all the way. The Me'iri and Masachas Sukkah and Daf Tezayin quotes a machlokas rishonim whether you're allowed to say two halachas l'moshe m'sinai simultaneously about a mechitza. Like, let's say you have a mechitza. In order to be machshir it, you need to say lavud and dofen akuma. So would you say both lavud and dofen akuma? So that machlokas is l'chora not related to over here. Because over here, Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya is moda that a gzustra is not really a mechitza on a doraisa level, like we just pointed out. This is all midrabanan. When the Gemara in Sukkah, when we discuss those sugyas in Sukkah, can you employ two halachos l'moshe m'sinai simultaneously? That's to make a mechitza d'oraisa for a Sukkah. But over here, the whole thing is a karmelis anyway. This is all on a drabanan level, so we utilize certain leniencies that we never would otherwise utilize. So that was the big kula of Rav Chanan ben Akavya. So why is he saying the same thing as Rabbi Yehuda? They're not really saying the same thing, but they're both being very makil as far as the level of mechitza that we're going to require for water. So I'm going to buy it, but d'malohi. Maybe neither one holds the chiddush of the other one. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yehuda hasam el adamer good aches mechitza. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda said that a mechitza that runs over a bar is a valid mechitza because we have a principle of good aches mechitza that's halach al Moshe Mitzrayim. Aval kof vigud lo. But to say that you're going to imagine that the board is carved out, hollowed out, and that there's mechitzas going down on each side, and then to employ gurachas mechitza, Rabbi Yehuda may not go that far. That's quite a chiddush. That can no come Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya asam el biyam shel Tveria. Hol v'yeshla ugnayim v'ayoros v'karpifos makifos osa. And even Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya maybe wouldn't allow this by any water. Maybe it's dafka by the yam shel Tveria where it happens to be that it has a rim and it's surrounded entirely by cities and by karpifos that are all around it. So it has mechitzos all around it. So granted, it's an area that's Yosar Beis Hasayim, it's not Hukaf Ladira, so it has a din of a Carmelis, but Carmelis, you have to remember, every Carmelis is only Asar Midrabana to carry into Rosh HaSayachid from a Carmelis, or into Rosh HaSayachid from a Carmelis. On a Daraisa level, you're allowed to carry from a Carmelis to either a Rosh HaSayachid or a Rosh HaSayachid, because a Carmelis on a Daraisa level is really a Makum Ptur. It's really the most Makel of all areas. Why are we Machmir in a Carmelis? Why did the Rabbanan come up with this Chumrah that will be Machmir by a Carmelis? Because a Carmelis might be easily confused with a Rosh HaSarabim. Yeah, but if the Carmelis is surrounded by ledges and it has walls all around it, so then it has yeshuv all around it, of ayaros, all around the Carmelis. So then such a Carmelis looks a lot more like Rosh HaSiyachid, much less of a chance that anyone's going to confuse it with Rosh HaSarabim. With such a Carmelis, from Chanan ben Akavya is willing to be makil that you can apply this din of kof and good, that you pretend the board is cut out and there are these 10 tefach mechitzos, and then gurachas mechitzav b'shar memos. But in other waterways that are not surrounded by mechitzos, where it's a karmelis that doesn't look so much like a Rosh HaSayachid, lo, maybe Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya would not be so makil. So it could be that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya's kula, which that certainly could be, because I mean that obviously could be, because Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya's kula goes way further than just good achitz. He makes up this din of kov, but it could even be that Rabbi Chananya doesn't hold of Rabbi Yehuda's kula, that he's not willing to apply good achitz just stam on a body of water. He's only willing to do it when it's this special kind of body of water. So now the Gemara discusses, you know, according to Rabbi Chananya, that you have this din of kov, it doesn't dafka have to be a board that's 4 amos by 4 amos. There are several several scenarios that we can paint, that we can make the picture a little bit different, and utilize similar mechanism to what Rabbi Hananya is utilizing to allow filling up the water. So we'll give a few cases. Amar Abayi, l'divrei Rabbi Hananya ben Akavya, according to Rabbi Hananya ben Akavya's way of thinking, that you could apply these dinim of kof together with good achis, let's say the board was less than 3 tfachim away from the wall. So it's within lavud of the wall. So now you don't really need 4 amos by 4 amos. Now, tzarek she orka 4 amos, v'rochva achadas haramashahu. Now you only need a board to be 4 amos in one direction, and 11 tfachim plus a mashahu in the other direction. And what you do is you hollow out in the middle of its length 4 tfachim, and then across the width, across the other end, you just need a tefach and a mashahu to fill in the 4 tfachim, to make it that it's 4 tfachim from the wall to where you're gonna bend down the wall, and that way you'll have an area that's 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim through which you can fill up water, and utilizing lavud, it's surrounded by mechitzos on all four. Utilizing lavud and kof, it's surrounded by mechitzos on all four sides. So I'm sure you have pictures in the various books. But the idea over here is there's actually a little bit of a step further, because whereas Rabbi Hananya in his original din was willing to apply kof and good, we're now applying lavud, kof, and good. We're utilizing its proximity to the wall of the house to make the wall of the house one of the walls that surround this 4x4 tefach area through which you're filling up the water. And another case, Haisus Akufa, let's say the board that was right near the house was not a flat board like a balcony, but it was a board that was like an extra wall that was standing parallel to the wall of the house. So then, Sarak Shei Gova Asara Tfachim. Okay, certainly you need it to be 10 Tfachim high, because this is going to count as one of the walls that is going to surround the 4x4 Tefach area. But then how wide does it have to be in order to use our imagination to reshape it, to make it surround an area of 4x4 Tfachim? V'rochba Shisha Tfachim U'Shnei Mashahuyin. You only need it to be 6 Tfachim and 2 Mashahus. Why 6 Tfachim and 2 Mashahus? 4 Tfachim to stay exactly where it is, parallel to the house, to create the house itself is a wall, this board is a wall. Now you need to put 2 walls on the side. So how do you do that? You bend in a tefach and mashahu toward the house. As long as, once you bend it in, it's less than 3 tfachim from the house, so between the bend and the lavud, you now have walls on all 4 sides. So the actual board is placed a little bit more than 4 tfachim, is placed, let's say, 4 tfachim away, exactly 4 tfachim away from the house. Once you have a tefach and a mashahu on each side of wall, which is imaginary, you're imagining that the wall is bent in, a tefach and a mashahu, it would now be within 3 tfachim of the wall of the house, and that therefore creates an area that's surrounded, an area 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim that's surrounded by mechitzos on each side. So that would work as well according to the logic of Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya. I'll give you a third case that can work according to Rabbi Hanani ben Akavya. Let's say you have a board, again, Zakufa, it's standing straight up, it's parallel to one of the walls of the house, but it's now in a Keren Zavis. It's by it's where you have 2 perpendicular walls to each other in a corner of the house. So you have the board parallel to one of the walls of the house, and protruding from another wall of the house. So if it's Omedes Pekeren Zavis, Tzarek Shei Gova Asar Tfachim, certainly it needs to be 10 Tfachim tall to count for one of the walls. V'rochva Shnei Tfachim U'Shnei Mashahuyin. But the width only needs to be 2 Tfachim and 2 Mashahus. And you put it in a way where if you can, where on one side it's less than 3 Tfachim away from the wall that it's protruding from. So, and on the other side, it's 4 tfachim away from the wall that it needs to connect to. So the side that it's less than 3 tfachim away from the wall it's protruding from, it's already connected because you have lavud, less than 3 tfachim. And now you take that that board that's 2 tfachim, how do we say, shnei tfachim and shnei mashahuyin, and you split it in half, you bend it in half. So now you have a tefach and a mashu on each side. So the tefach and the mashu, that's within the three tefachim of the bayis, perfect. So you have 2.9 tefachim of airspace between the bayis and where the board starts, plus a tefach and a mashu. So now you have your four tefachim. And on the other side, you were four tefachim away from the bayis on the other side, and now you have a tefach and mashu filled in with a wall. Tefach and mashu filled in of the four tefachim means that you only have 2.9 tefachim of airspace, which is lovely. So now you're going to have in that corner a 4x4 tefach area that is surrounded and by mechitzos, so you can then fill in water through that. So those are three other permutations beyond what Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya said, but using the halacha, using the same logic that Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya says. So says Mara Elohad Tanya, Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya Omer Gzustro Sheish Arba Amos Al Arba Amos Chug Arba Al Arba Memalei Heichim Mishkachsa. So why does Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya ever require Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos? Meaning the halacha that he started with was that if you have a balcony, it's got to be 4 Amos by 4 Amos, so that when you carve out 4 Tefachim by 4 Tefachim in the middle, you can imagine that there's 10 Tefachim of wall surrounding that 4 Tefachim by 4 Tefachim. But we just demonstrated that you never actually need that much. You don't need it because Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya failed to utilize the wall of the house as one of his walls. If you wanted to utilize the wall of the house, you don't need the balcony to be 4 Amos by 4 Amos. So says the Gemara, yeah, Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya's whole din was David the Kiyas Issa was in a case where there is no wall of a house. It's in the middle of nowhere. It's right in the middle of the water. You just have this standing on poles. You have this 4 Amma by 4 Amma thing. So if you want to fill up water, you want to stand on the top of that island that's standing in the middle of the water, and you want to fill up water from the middle of it, you got to carve out 4 Tefachim by 4 Tefachim in the middle, and then we apply Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya that you imagine that there's 10 Tefachim of wall coming down on each side. But if you're able to utilize the walls of a house, so then you utilize the walls of a house, absolutely. Okay, so now says the Mishnah, Amas HaMayim Shioveres B'Chatzer. Let's say you have an Amas HaMayim, a waterway, a canal, that's passing right through a Chatzer. So in Memalan Emenah B'Shabbos, even though it's within the Mechitzos of the Chatzer, it itself is a Karmelis, and you're therefore not allowed to fill up water from there on Shabbos, because you can't take water from a Karmelis to a Rishus Sayachid. El Im Kain, Asla Mechitzah Kavah Asar Tefachim B'Knisa U'B'Yitziah. Unless you made a mechitza that's 10 tefachim tall, both on the canal's way into the chatzer and on the way out of the chatzer. Meaning we're assuming the chatzer is surrounded by mechitzos, so there is a mechitza that runs over the canal, but not good enough. You also need a mechitza that dips into the canal, that's 10 tefachim. So 10 tefachim dipping into the canal on the way that where the canal comes into the chatzer, where it comes out of the chatzer, that closes it off, and then you're allowed to fill up water from it. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda Lishitaso, of what he said before, what he said in the last Mishnah, Kosel Shal Gaba, Tidon Mishum Mechitza. You don't need walls to actually be built in the depth of the canal. Rather, the walls of the chatzer that run over the canal, that also counts, because we can apply Gurachas Mechitza. That's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa Ba'ama Shal Ovel, there was a story in a canal that went through in the city of Ovel, that passed through a chatzer, and they used to fill up the water from there, Al Pi Zakenim, with the approval of the Zakenim on Shabbos. So Amr Lo, the Chum said back to him that the reason they filled up from such an Amas HaMayim was not because they were somech on the Kosel as a Mechitza, the Kosel that ran over it, but rather it was Mnei Shelo Hayeba Kashir. You're getting your story wrong. It wasn't that they relied on the Mechitza that ran over the canal to be a good Achas Mechitza, and that was a valid partition. No, it's that there wasn't a proper shear within the canal itself, so it was not really its own Rishus. Only if it's 10 Tefachim of height with 4 Tefachim of width does it really carve out its own Rishus. But if it's any less than that, if it's either less than 10 tefachim high or it's less than 4 tefachim wide, then the mayim is not considered to be in its own rishus, and therefore not considered to be a karmelis. Rather, it's considered to be part of the rishus that it happens to be located in. So since that amas passing through a chatzar, which is a rishus hayachid, and the amas hamayim is, let's say, less than 4 tefachim wide, so it's just part of the rishus hayachid, it's part of the chatzar, and that's why they were allowed to fill up from it. Now, the shear that we're mentioning, that in order to be a rishus, reshus b'fnei atzma, in order for it to be a karmelis, in order for it to be problematic, it would need to be 10 tfachim deep and 4 tfachim wide. That's not normally the dimensions that you need for a karmelis. Now, for a karmelis, you do need 4 tfachim wide, less than that would be a makom patur. You do need 4 tfachim wide for a karmelis. You typically do not need 10 tfachim of height for a karmelis. If it's 3 tfachim high, that's it. Less than 3 tfachim high, it's love, and it's just part of the rishus that it's in. But if it's 3 tfachim high, that's already a karmelis. But over here, the reason we're being stricter in terms of defining, not stricter, I guess more lenient, but we have a larger shear of height in order to qualify an area as a karmelis, is because we're talking about an amas hamayim. So since there's water there, it's not really totally an independent rishus unless it has a certain amount of depth. The Meiri explains that the reason that anything that's 3 tefachim high or 3 tefachim deep is a karmelis is because 3 tefachim is a shear that the b'nei rishus haravim are dores on, that they'll just trample over. So up until that shear, it's bottled to the rishus haravim. But if there's water, and unless there's 10 tefachim, then people will be dores on it, and therefore only if it's 10 tefachim high, it's not going to be bottled le rishus haravim. That's how the Meiri explains. But we're clearly using a different definition, a different measurement, rather, to determine what's going to be a karmelis, what's not. Okay, so now, says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, the first brisa that we're going to quote, no great chidushim, it's just a reformulation of everything that we already learned in the Mishnah. Asula b'knisav la asula b'yitzia, not a reformulation, that's a little bit, but asula b'knisav la asula b'yitzia. We said in the Mishnah that if you have this canal going through your chatzar, so you need to have a mechitza on the way in and a mechitza on the way out. What if you did only one and not the other? You made a mechitza where the water comes in but not where the water comes out, or asla b'yitzia v'lo asla b'knisa, or you did it the other way, you made a mechitza where the water goes out but not where the water goes in, ein v'melanim ein v'shabbos. So then it's no good, meaning we said in the Mishnah you need where the water comes in and where the water comes out. So the Braisa just elaborates that we really mean it, it's not or, it's and, you need a mechitza in both. Elim kein asla mechitza asar tvachim b'yitzia uba k'nisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kosal shal gaba titul misha mechitza. And then Rabbi Yehuda had said, just like we saw in the Mishnah, that you don't need a separate mechitza that goes into the depth of the canal. The mechitza that runs over the canal, that's just the regular mechitza of the chatzer, counts as well. And Amar Rabbi Yehuda, ma'aseh b'amas hamayim shahaysa ba'a me'evel etzipori, just adds a little detail. It wasn't in the city of Evel only, it was an amas hamayim that ran from Evel to Tzipori, and went between these, it went through Chatzeros, for you malim men of Shabbos, help you as a Canaan. And the Zakanim allowed them to fill up water from there on Shabbos. So Amalal, the Chum said to Rabbi Yehuda, Misham Raya, you think you can bring a Raya from there? No, that wasn't a caramelist. It was less than 10 tefachim of height, it was less than 4 tefachim of width. It wasn't a caramelist, it was a makom patur, and that's why they were allowed to do it. Not because of any mechitza that they were relying on that went over this waterway. So that's just a repeat of the Mishnah. Now, says the Gemara, another Braisa. Now, this Braisa is telling us a Chiddush, we're just not sure what the Chiddush is, because it speaks somewhat cryptically. So, Tanya Idach, we have another Braisa. It tells us as follows. Amas hamayim overes bein achalonos. You have an amas hamayim that goes in between windows, meaning on the two sides of the amas hamayim there are houses, and the houses have windows so that they can access, the people in the houses can access the amas hamayim. So pachos mishlosha, if it is less than 3 tvachim, mishal shodliyim emale, then the people in the houses can throw the buckets out the windows and fill up water from the amas hamayim. If it's less than 3 tvachim, we have no idea what it is. What's less than 3? The buckets less than 3 tvachim, the house is less than 3 tvachim, the water is less than... What's less than 3 tvachim? So it doesn't say. Shlosha, if it's 3 tvachim or more, ein mishal shodliyim emale, then they can't take their buckets and just throw them out into the amas hamayim and fill up. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Amar pachas me arba'a mishal shodliyim emale, arba'a ein mishal shodliyim emale. Same halacha, just a little adjustment to the number. The magic number is not 3 tvachim, but it needs to be 4 tvachim. What's it? What needs to be 3 tvachim or 4 tvachim? What are they arguing about? So b'may askinan, says Gemara, what exactly is the case? We're going to have three possibilities of what the case is in this braisa. Two of the possibilities are going to be immediate, and the third possibility is going to be the last couple of lines before the Mishnah on Amud Beis. we're going to have some discussion about the second possibility. That's why it's going to take us so long. So, ilei mabamas hamayim gufa, if you're talking about the measurement of the amas hamayim, the width of the amas hamayim itself, that the chum hold that if it's three tefachim wide, it's a karmelis, and therefore you're not allowed to carry from the water from it into your rishos yachin, into your house. And Rav Shmuel Gamliel says, no, only if it's four tefachim wide, it has a din of a karmelis. Vela hadchi yasa Rav Dimi amar Rav Yochanan, that which Rav Dimi reported in the name of Rav Yochanan when he came from Eretz Yisrael, that ain't karmelis. So when he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that a karmelis, the dimension of a karmelis always has to be four tefachim, now you mean to tell me that this price has a machlokas about that? That it might be that already at three tefachim it has a din of a karmelis? Unlikely. Unlikely that when Rav Dimi came and taught in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the dimensions of a karmelis is that it needs to be four tefachim of width, that that's subject to some machlokas tanoim that we were unaware of, and you just discovered a brisa where there's a machlokas tanoim about that, and Rabbi Yochanan is disagreeing with one of the Tanaim. So unlikely. Ella, so what does it mean, three tefachim or four tefachim? It can't be talking about the width of the water, but it must mean ba'agpeha. It must mean the ledge surrounding the water, that in between the house and the water, there's a river bank. So the width of the river bank is what we're talking about. How wide is that? And what's the discussion? Who cares how wide the ledge of the river bank is? Lahachlif. We're talking about filling up water from the Amma by taking the bucket, filling up with water, putting it on the river bank, and then taking it from the river bank and bringing it into your house, and vice versa. So you're using it as a place to be machlif, meaning that the akpayim needs to be a makom patur. And they're arguing that the chams say that only if it's less than three tefachim wide is it a makom patur. And Rav Shmuel Gamliel says if it's less than four tefachim wide, it's a makom patur, meaning you need it to be a makom patur in order to allow you to take from the karmelis and the makom patur, and then from the makom patur into your house, or from your house to the makom patur, and then the makom patur into the karmelis. But what are the dimensions of a makom patur? Is a makom patur when something is less than three tefachim, or is a makom patur when something is less than four tefachim? That's the machlokas. Says Gemara, nah, that may not work either, because Valkiyasa Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he taught in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So again, this is the second thing we're learning that Rav Dimi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Makom she'in ba arba al arba mutu l'bnei Rosh Hashanah, l'bnei Rosh Hashanah, l'bnei Rosh Hashanah, l'katef alav ubulvad shelo yachlifu. That even if you have a place that's a makom patur, let's assume less than four tefachim by four tefachim is what makes something a makom patur. So the Bnei Rosh Hashanah are allowed to utilize that makom, and the Bnei Rosh Hashanah are allowed to utilize that makom. But you know what they're not allowed to do? They're not allowed to put something from the Rosh Hashanah on the makom patur and then bring it into the Rosh Hashanah, or vice versa. They can't use the makom patur as a place to move things from the Rosh Hashanah to the Rosh Hashanah. So if you can explain that the Bryce is talking about that they're filling up the water from the Amma to the Rosh Hashanah derech, the river bank, which is a makom patur, l'chora, you're not allowed to do that. So says the Gemara, no, Hasam Rishuyas Daraisa. When Rav Dimi reported the name of Rabbi Yochanan that you're not allowed to be machlif from the Rosh Hashanah to the Rosh Hashanah, or vice versa, utilizing the Makom Patur, that's because you were dealing with a real Rosh Hashanah and a real Rosh Hashanah. But Hachad Rishuyas Darabanan. But over here in the Braisa, we're talking about the Makom Patur is standing in between Rishuyas Darabanan, meaning the Rosh Hashanah. And what's the water? The water is not a Rosh Hashanah. The water is a karmelis. So even if you were to carry directly from one to the other, would only be in the Sidrabanan. So that's where we allow utilizing a makom patur in order to transfer from one to the other, because even if you were to do it directly, it would only be in the Sidrabanan. So right now, where we are right now, we're good with the understanding of the Braisa, that when the Braisa has this machlokas, as long as it's less than either three tefachim or four tefachim, it's okay. What? As long as what is less than either three tefachim or four tefachim, we're talking about the river banks, that you have this the canal that goes through, and there are houses on either side, there are windows in the houses, you want to throw the bucket out of the window, fill up water, bring the water into your house. So if the river banks are less than three or four tefachim, depending on which shita you hold like, that would qualify as a makom patur. You can therefore take the bucket from your house, put it on the makom patur, from the makom patur into the water, from the water back to the makom patur, and from the makom patur back into your house. Says it, but that only works if you assume that you're allowed to use a makom patur to transfer from a reshus de rabbanon to a reshus yachid, from a karmelis to a reshus yachid. We know you're not allowed to do it from a reshus harabim to a reshus yachid. You're not allowed to utilize a makom patur in such a way when you're dealing with reshuyas daraisa. But as long as you're allowed to do it with reshuyas de rabbanon, then we're okay. So says where our problem is for Rabbi Yochanan reshuyas de rabbanon nami amar. The problem is Rabbi Yochanan even said you're not allowed to utilize a makom patur to transfer things between reshuyas de rabbanon, and that's going to be a problem in explaining our brisa, because the Tanan, we have a Mishnah that we had back on Daf Ayin Vav. Let's say you have a wall that splits between two, that divides two chateros from each other, and the wall is 10 tefachim high and it's 4 tefachim wide. Ma'arvin shnayim vein ma'arvin echad. Each chater can make their own independent eruv, but they're not allowed to join together in an eruv. Hayu brosho peros, and if on the top of the wall there were peros, elu olim mikan v'yochlin ve'elu olim mikan v'yochlin. Members of each chater can go up to the top of the wall and eat the peros there. Nifratza kosel ades ramos. If there's a breach in the wall less than 10 amos, then that's what we call a pesach. And when there's a pesach between two chatzeros, they have the option. They can either make one joint eruv via the pesach, or they can make independent eruvin. But Yosemikan, if the breach is greater than 10 tefachim, then it's just nifritz on the makom asula. Then they have no choice. Marvin echad vein marvin shnayim. If they want to make an eruv, they must join together because it's considered one big. So we said, okay, you just told us all these halachos, but let's go back to that first case, that there's a real wall in between the two chatzeros. So the case we gave was that not only was the wall 10 tvachim wide, but it was 4 tvachim wide. But who cares about the width of the wall? Let's say the wall was less than 4 tvachim wide. Now what's going to be the din? What can you do on top of that wall? We know for sure that if the wall is less than 4 tvachim wide, as long as it's 10 tvachim wide and it runs all the way through, ma'arvin shnayim ve'ein ma'arvin echad. They each need to make their own independent eruv because the two chatzeros are not at all connected to each other. But what about utilizing the space on the top of the wall? So I'm a Rav, and Rav explained that it's not a reshus b'fnei atzmo. It's aver shtei reshuyos sholetas bo. The airspace of both reshuyos somehow hover over that wall. And therefore, v'liyaz b'malonima. You're not allowed to move anything even a hairbreadth on the top of that wall. You're not allowed to move anything at all on top of that wall. The Rabbeinu Yohanan explains because it has two reshuyos, each one. So anything that you move in it is as if you're being motzi from what's your reshus to the other guy's reshus, or vice versa. And it's not like reshus harabim where you can be metaltal up until dalet amos in reshus harabim, because reshus harabim is one reshus. But over here you have reshuyos of shtei chatzeros sholetas bo. So you have this orva choshech mishtamshim berivovius, so to speak. Not orva choshech, but orva or. Hopefully everyone's nice in both chatzeros. But you have these two reshuyos that are that are mixing together on top of this wall. So they, you're not allowed to move anything. Rabbi Yochanan and Kolshkein l'chora Kolshkein, you're not allowed to be motzi and machnis from it to the chatzeros. Obviously, right? If you can't even move anything, just even an inch on top of the wall, you're certainly not allowed to take something from the wall and bring it into the chatzer, or bring something from the chatzer and put it on the wall. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Each one can eat on top of the wall. When we say that it's batal to the shtei chatzeros, it's a kula. And this is Rabbi Yochanan l'shita so dechias Rav Dimi. I'm Rabbi Yochanan because when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said in the name Rabbi Yochanan, makom shein bar ba'al arba'a mutl m'nerushus av m'nerushus yach l'katei falav, that if you have a space that's less than 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, it's a makom p'tur, and the people from the Rosh Hashanah can rest whatever they're carrying on top of the makom patur, and the people from Rishus Yachid can rest whatever they're carrying on top of the makom patur. Ubelvad shliachlifu, as long as they don't use it as a space to be able to transfer from one to the other. Ooh, so what's Rabbi Yochanan talking about? Rabbi Yochanan's talking about a case where you have shtei chatzeros. Everything's a Rishus Yachid. It's shtei chatzeros. They're both Rishus Yachid with a wall in between them. And he's discussing the details of what you're allowed to do on top of that wall. And what does he use as a mashal? The halacha of Rishus HaRabim and a Rishus HaYachid with a Makom Patur in between. So it sounds like Rabbi Yochanan is saying that whatever you hold about a Makom Patur in between a Rishus HaYachid and a Rishus HaRabim, you're going to hold the same thing about the usage of a makom patur in between two rishuyos hayachid, in between two rishuyos that are not a nisr midaraisa to carry from one to the other. And therefore, back to our case, you have the houses on the two sides of the Yamas HaMayim, and there's a riverbank as well, and you want to utilize that riverbank to carry from the house to the water, to the Yamas HaMayim, from the Yamas HaMayim to the house, and we wanted to say, oh, with the Rabbanans, it's no problem. Rabbi Yochanan is not going to have a problem with the Rabbanans. Yes, he does. He told us even the Shtei Chatzeros. He compares it to a case of Rosh HaSarabim and Rosh HaSiyachid. So you see, he does have a problem, even with Rosh HaSarabim. So says Gemara, okay, Hahi Ze'iri Amara. That memor of Rabbi Yochanan about the coastal Shebein Shtei Chatzeros, that's less than four tvachim wide, that Eilu Malamikan, Malamikan, where he associates that with Rosh HaSiyachid, Rosh HaSarabim, that's Ze'iri in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. That Ze'iri holds that Rabbi Yochanan asers even by Rishuyos to Rabbanan to bring from one to the other. But Rav Dimi holds that Rabbi Yochanan said otherwise, meaning you never want to do this. The Gemara never uses this as like a first choice, but sometimes you have no choice but to say that they argue about what the Rebbe said. So it was a machlokas about what Rabbi Yochanan really held. Did he only hold this idea that you can't utilize a makom patur to transfer from one Rishuyos to the other by Rishuyos to Raisa? Or did he even hold it by Rishuyos to Rabbanan? Machlokas. Ziri kashaha. What's Ziri going to do with the brisa that we mentioned before about the Yamas HaMayim that goes through Chatzar, where we said that if it's less than three or less than four tfachim, you're allowed to use the bucket to fill up from the Yamas HaMayim, which is a karmelis, to your Rosh HaSiyachid. And we had to say that we were talking about the width of the akpayim, the width of the riverbanks. So you see that by Rosh HaSiyachid you are allowed to. So Ziri mokum la b'Yamas HaMayim wufa. No. Ziri will explain the brisa the first way we explain the brisa, that the less than three, what was the it? Less than three tvachim, less than four tvachim, it was the Yamas HaMayim itself. We rejected that because we said that would mean that there's a machlokas, what the dimensions of a karmelis are and a makom patur are. So Rav Dimi Tanai, Ziri would say exactly right, that the way Rav Dimi which Rav Dimi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that less than four tvachim is no longer a karmelis, is actually machlokas tanaim. It might be that less than three tvachim is already no longer a karmelis. So that's how Ze'iri would understand. So I asked the Gemara on Ze'iri, who says that the Brice is talking about the width of the Amma itself, and we're saying that if it's less than the shear of a karmelis, you're allowed to fill up water from it, vitavik kichori karmelis. Why don't we consider the Amma Samayim, even if it's less than the shear of a karmelis, consider it like the holes near a karmelis, where it now becomes bottled to the karmelis and becomes like a karmelis, just like a wall that's right near Rosh HaSarabim that has a hole in the wall. We consider that chore Rosh HaSarabim, and it takes on the status of Rosh HaSarabim. Say the same thing over here. Sabai barav, rabchini barav, dami tavayu, ain chorin le karmelis. That there's no din of chorin by a karmelis. The karmelis only has the drabanan. The chum were not machmir so much to consider the chorin part of the karmelis. Rav Ashi, am rafil teme yesh chorin le karmelis. Maybe there is such a din of chorin le karmelis, but hani mili besmucha. That's only if it's right next to the karmelis. But hacha b'muflegis. Over here we're talking about that it's some distance from the karmelis. And now we finally get to the third understanding of this brisa. What is less than three tvachim or less than four tvachim that the brisa was talking about? Ravina amar kagon da avada nifke apuma. We're talking about that you made by the entrance and the exit of the water into and out of the chatzer, that you made a barrier, but it's like a mechitza, but it has a space right in the middle of the mechitza so that the water can get in. So the mechitza goes all the way down to the depth of the Yamas HaMayim, so it would prevent water from going in, but you left in the middle an open space so that water can get in. How wide is that open space that you left in the middle? So less than three tvachim or less than four tvachim? The point is, you need these mechitzas to be mechitzas gemuros. In order for them to be mechitzas gemuros, you need lavud. You need it to be closed off. So the only way it's going to be closed off if there's an open space is if that open space is less than lavud. And that's what they're arguing about. What's the sheer lavud? Is the sheer lavud three tvachim or is the sheer lavud four tvachim? And this is l'shitasam. We find that it's machlokas throughout the Masechta. Now this is an unusual application of lavud. Normally we only apply lavud when there's air in between. Over here there's actually water in between, and yet we're still applying lavud. That water is not substantial enough, apparently, to get in the way of lavud. Let's quickly learn the Mishnah. Gzus rashi l'malim in amayim. If you have a ledge that protrudes out above water, ein malim in b'shabes, you cannot fill fill water from it on Shabbos unless there's a mechitza surrounding the ten tefachim, bein milamala bein milamata. The mechitza could be up above the level of the porch, or it could be below the level of the porch. V'chein shnei gzuz shrozu l'malu mizu. And the halacha we already learned about two balconies, one higher than the other. If you made a mechitza on the Eliona, and you made a hole in the ground of the Eliona with a mechitza and not for the Tachtona, then they're both not going to be able to use it, unless they make an Eruv together. So Masnisan, Deloka Chanani ben Akavya, our Mishnah seems to be against Chanani ben Akavya. Detanya, Chanani ben Akavya, Omer Gzuz Rosh Yeshva Arba al Arba, Amos, Chokik Ba Arba al Arba, Memale. That if you have a Gzuz Rosh that's 4 Amos by 4 Amos, then you could just cut out an area of 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim, what we started the daf with. And then you can imagine Kof, and it's 4 by 4 Tvachim, surrounded by 10 Tvach walls, and it's all going to be fine. And now we're saying you need actual mechitzos. Some Rabbi Yochum, Shem Rabbi Yosef Ben Zimmer, Lo Hitra Bichanan Ben Kavya, Ela Biyamish Al Tveria. This was a special kula that Rabbi Chanan Ben Kavya had specifically by Tveria. Why? Ho V'yesh La Ognayim V'ayoros V'karpifos Makifos Osa. Because the Yamish Al Tveria is a Carmelist that looks very much like a Rosh HaSayachid. So that's where he had this big kula. Av B'shar Meimos Lo, but he would never say this by other Meimos. So B'ezrat Hashem, tomorrow we're going to pick up with the Brisa that lists the three kulas that Chanan ben Akavya had for the Anshei Tveria. Everyone have a wonderful day.